Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
So what kind of training did you have to undertake to become an exorcist?
Well, let me tell you how I became an exorcist, which I think you might find interesting. You know, as you said, I'm a licensed psychologist, so about 15 years ago, the cardinal called me and said someone's requesting an exorcism and would like you as a psychologist to evaluate the person. So I said, fine. So I evaluated the person. I said, you know, it's not a psychological problem. I think you need an exorcist. So the cardinal said, okay. He asked three different priests to do it, and none of them would. And I said, well, give it to me. I said, I'll do it. I said, how hard can it be? That was kind of dumb and naive, but nonetheless, that's how I started. And you basically, the best way is to learn from a senior exorcist, you know, on-the-job training where someone who is been doing it for years, and a wise old priest to train you, which I had when I was very fortunate. There are programs now, one in Chicago, one in Rome, and actually we at our center in D.C. train exorcists too. So there are places to go, but primarily, in addition to sort of the bookwork, you're training under a senior exorcist.
Of all the people that you have trained and the exorcists you've performed, is there something you have learned that you didn't know when you started?
Well, it reinforces the truths of the faith. One of the most important things I tell people, because even new exorcists, they get frightened. They say, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen to me? And am I going to be protected? I say, yeah, you'll be protected, mostly. For example, in the midst of an exorcism, it's not uncommon that the person will manifest and just lunge at me and throw their arms out and want to strangle me. But they stop about 6 inches from my face. Like there's a wall there, which there is. It's a spiritual wall.
Sure.
They can't strangle me. But I say that the most important thing to learn is to trust in Jesus. I said, you know, people, it's interesting. People get frightened by Satan because they have a kind of a dualistic notion of the universe. Like there's God, and there's Satan, and they're both equal. Ah, nonsense. There is one God. Satan is a creature, and he can only do what God allows him to do. So he's a chained beast. Don't be frightened of Satan. You just trust in the Lord, trust in Jesus, and you'll sleep just fine.
Are there other priests with you in the exorcist setting when it starts?
Yes, we have two other priests who work pretty much. You know, one works full time and one part time, and then we have a whole group of priests who do a lot of deliverance work of cases that are not fully possessed. So, but yeah, we work in teams. We don't work by ourselves. We have another priest present. And we have a group of lay people who are prayer warriors, spiritual directors, restrain the person if needed for their safety. So the laity are an important part of our team.
If you would, Monsignor, kind of describe the scene to us when you walk into the room. Is it a bedroom? Is the person in the bed? Are they chained up? What's it like?
No, it's a chapel. Typically, it's a chapel. A quiet chapel, though, away from the public eye. And most of the time, the person's seated. But if they're going to really start thrashing bad, we'll sometimes start them lying on a mat, or they can't even be restrained by some individuals from the beginning. And we'll start praying over them, and the sessions take about 1 to 2 hours. There are all different degrees of possession. You know, the fully possessed people really often and usually start thrashing pretty badly.
Yeah.
Lesser cases, there'll be some demonic reaction, but not quite as extreme.
The guttural sounds that we heard in the movie The Exorcist, does that happen?
It's interesting. Basically, sometimes, and people will scream and they'll start vomiting. Sometimes, I mean, you'll hear a satanic voice coming forward. The movies was a little bit Hollywood, you know. You do end up, that's one of the ways we do discernment, is you see this personality come forward, which is incredibly evil, and it sounds like a demon, and it is. And for example, there are other signs, too. For example, we had one person who woke up in the morning with these, it looked like a claw mark on their back.
Oh,
it looked
geez.
Like a huge beast took their claw and raked across their back, five claw marks, about 2 feet long, and about 2 inches wide, and it looked really ugly. And it looked like, a beast had clawed their back, and in fact, they had. I mean, that's one thing I'll ask the people who say they're possessed. I said, do you have any unusual bruises or scratches? And many times the possessed will.
Is there a common trait among those who are possessed?
No. I would say, sometimes they're very professional people. We have people, lawyers and people with professional degrees. And many times people come in and say, I never would have believed this stuff, but until it happened to me.
Monsignor, until they're exorcised, once they're possessed, is it like full time?
No. And that's why typically they'll seem to be fine. But then when they try to do something holy, for example, oftentimes people will have demons and they don't really know it until they do something that demons don't like. So here's a typical question. I ask two questions. I try to solve these questions for people who come to us. Why you and why now? In other words, why you? Why might you have demons? What was the open door? And then why now? Why are you manifesting now? And typically why they're manifesting now is they convert, they go back to the church, they start practicing the sacraments, and the demons hate that. Or they'll want to become a priest or a sister, or they'll try to go to church, and the demons went nuts of them stepping into a Catholic church and trying to receive the Eucharist. They just had this revulsion to it because the demons can't stand it.
Can they answer the question, why them, why it happens to them? Do they know?
Well, we sit there and we work on that. We talk about, let's look at your history. I mean, what were you doing and what have you done? And sometimes they'll have done things themselves, using occult stuff, serious sins, and that sort of stuff in their background. Other times they'll be part, maybe in their family. For example, we had someone who was possessed and her family was doing abortions. Well, you learn that, sadly, that an abortion is a grave evil and it invites in demons. So her family was doing abortions, and she got massively possessed. It took 5 years to liberate her.
Now, when they get possessed, I had always heard, too, that if you're an alcoholic or you're on drugs or something like that, you're more apt to get possessed. Is that true?
We've had drug addicts and alcoholics, yes. I mean, it's, a vulnerability. Usually it takes, frankly, more than that. Usually I've found that those who are alcoholics or drug addicts who are possessed, they not only do that, they stop practicing their faith, and they'll start doing some occult stuff. You know, they'll there'd be one guy was going to all these demon-possessed places and infestations. And so usually there's a combination of those kinds of human weaknesses plus some sort of occult behavior.
That's amazing. Now, when you liberate them, how do you know you've succeeded?
Well, sometimes it's pretty obvious. We had a woman, a tough case recently, and it took about 6 months. By the grace of God, she was liberated. And boy, what a difference. When you saw her before, she looked, she didn't look good. I mean, she looked
haggard.
She looked bad.
Yeah.
And it just when you prayed over her, she went nuts. And it was the whole thing was ugly. She had scratches and the whole thing. You know, it was ugly. And now we pray over her, she just looks there, sits there and smiles at you. And she looks, 20 years younger. And there's just a certain joy on her face, and she doesn't react to the prayers. And so her whole demeanor has changed. She looks great. I mean, she's got a life back. That's one of the joys of this ministry, by the way, is that people get their lives back, and it's a joy to see that. And I find it very satisfying, a ministry to help people.
In your opinion, tell us about Satan. We know what the Bible has said.
Yeah.
Who the heck is this thing?
Yeah, well, people, I'm very concerned about people's perspective today. We had a young man come to us who had a demonic problem, and he had this tattoo of a demon on his hip. And I said, well, why did you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
And he said, well, I thought it would make me a better person. I said, what? I said, the new generation are not learning the basic truths of the Christian faith. God is God. There is one God. God is good. God loves you. God cares. God forgives. Hang on to his son, Jesus, and you'll be fine. And Satan is ugly, evil, bad. And lots of people say, Satan's really misunderstood. He's really a nice person, and he's going to give me all these powers. And I've had many people come to me and say they're Satanists, several, or practicing witchcraft or all that kind of stuff, which allies you to Satan. And they don't really realize who Satan is. First of all, Satan is a massive narcissist. I chide the demons in the middle of a session. I'll say, I said, look at them and say, does Satan love you? And they grit their teeth and say, no. I said, does Jesus love you? They grit their teeth and say, yes.
Reluctantly.
They grit their teeth. And I say, well, you made a bad choice, didn't you? They go, yes.
They admit it.
Yeah, they know. I force them to. I said, in Jesus' name, I command you to tell me the truth. I said, did you make a bad choice? They go, yes. And then I said, would you change if you could? And they said, no.
They would not?
That's a mystery of evil. See, yeah, they realize that they made a bad choice. They're suffering because of it, but they still wouldn't change it. They hate God. And that's all there is in hell is hatred. Satan is a narcissist, doesn't care about you. He is hates you. And one of the reasons why you do not want to go to hell, a variety of reasons, but because he will, in hell, Satan is not chained anymore. And he will do with you as he pleases, and it's going to be ugly.
Would you say, Monsignor, that of all the years you've been doing this, that evil is on an uptick as opposed to going down?
Well, it's hard to measure that. Certainly, I see a lot of bad signs. First of all, I want you to know I'm a veteran. I love this country in America. I think it's the best country in the history of the world. And I think we have a special calling to promote freedom, equality, justice, kindness, and compassion, which I think we often, many times do. But there are some signs today that are troubling in this country. And that's the rise of violence, discord, hatred. These are all signs of Satan. Satan is the one who causes discord. Satan is the one who's into violence and hatred and lack of civility. So I see an increasing influence of Satan in this country, and I think it's a problem.
If somebody's a righteous person, nice person,
yeah,
do they have anything to fear from Satan or any demonic possession?
No, basically no. I mean, basically, we live a good life, and you trust in God and believe and practice your faith, and you'll be fine. At times, sadly, sometimes bad things can happen to good people. because of something that was done to them by somebody else. And, you know, people say, well, it's not fair. I said, well, you know, your mother told you, you know, life is not fair. But generally speaking, no, they're fine, and they shouldn't worry about it. I do encourage people to use what we call sacramentals, you know, in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put
sure.
crosses up, and you bless crosses up. You use holy water. You have holy pictures. We say the rosary every day or pray as a family every day. And we shouldn't focus too much on Satan, but rather focus on the Lord. You know, God loves us, wants to welcome us into his home. He showers his love and grace and compassion on us. So we got to focus on the Lord and bring the Lord into our lives and allow him and open the door to him. And that's where our focus should be.
How do you distinguish the difference between someone who is possessed or someone who might have a real mental disorder?
Yeah, that's a toughie. I mean, as I said, I'm a licensed psychologist, and so sometimes, these things can masquerade as psychological problems or might be real psychological problems. Many times, people coming to me they're not possessed. They think they are, but they're. For example, the difference between, you know, someone's really truly psychotic versus being possessed. But there are signs, you know. There's the typical signs of a psychotic disorder, which I look for. And if they have that, I don't exercise them, of course.
Right. You refer them to somebody else.
Yeah. And although I would say that actually with most of our people, we do a combination of psychotherapy and exorcisms, even when they really are possessed, because
sure.
they'll need some sort of clinical healing as well, because we want to heal those inner wounds that Satan can exploit. So typically we'll have them see therapists at the same time we're praying over them.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.